Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There are times in our lives when we experience pain. It's unavoidable. But God can use your pain to bring about good. Today we continue in a series called, Where is God When It Hurts? In this series, Pastor Rick shows us the five choices you can make to benefit from your pain and the four ways you can use the pain in your life to help others heal. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing Bible study from Pastor Rick called Unshakable. This study, based on the book of Daniel, will help you handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, How God Can Use My Pain for My Good.
Are you going through pain right now? This is a test. Are you going through an emotional wilderness right now? This is a test. God may be guiding you, or God may be goading you, or God may be gauging you. He may be seeking to inspect you and find out what's really on the inside. Maybe, though, your pain that you're going through right now is for a fourth reason. Write this down. Number four, God uses pain to goad and to guide and to guard or gauge. But number four, God uses pain to guard and protect me. God uses pain to guard and protect me. And this is a wonderful thing that we don't often realize, but Psalm 91 verse 3 says this, God will save you from hidden traps. And you say, what traps? Well, that's why you don't see them. They're hidden. But all around you are hidden traps that Satan has planted and the world has planted and the flesh has planted. And those traps are there. Sometimes God uses pain to keep you from walking into a hidden trap. He uses pain to protect you, to guard you and protect you. Job 36, verse 16, God has led you away from danger, giving you freedom. Sometimes a pain in one area keeps you from having an even worse pain in another area, where if you'd walked into that, it would have been a disaster. Sometimes pain protects you from something worse. It prevents you from greater harm. Sometimes pain is actually a blessing in disguise. For instance, you get a fever. A fever warns you of an infection or an inflammation that needs to be dealt with. Sometimes a small pain in your life can alert you to life-threatening illnesses. I can't tell you how many men in Saddleback Church who told me they had a little pain here or there in their chest somewhere, go to the doctor, said, oh, you've got four blocked arteries and we're going to have to do quadruple bypass. A small pain can alert you to a major life-threatening illness. And when you're in pain emotionally, you're sad, you're discouraged, you're depressed, you're angry, you're upset, you're irritated, you're frustrated. Any kind of emotional pain, painful emotions mean something is out of order in your relationship to God or your relationship to others or your relationship to yourself. And so sometimes God will allow pain to keep you from falling off in the ditch. You know, the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. Shepherds in the Middle East will sometimes, if they've got a sheep that has a tendency to wander off, and if it wanders off from the flock, it's going to get eaten by a wolf pretty quickly. And so sometimes the shepherd will intentionally break the leg of a lamb that is prone to wander. Why? Keep it from getting in trouble. They're guarding that lamb. They broke the leg to guard the lamb. They did it for protection. They did it for protection. Do you remember the story of Joseph? How everything in his life for the first 40 years, everything went wrong. He was painfully mistreated for years. He went through all kinds of injustice. He had racism. He had family conflict. He had people accusing him of rape and all kinds of things that just weren't. He was thrown in prison for no reason. And he was painfully mistreated for year after year after year. But God was guarding and guiding and growing him and getting him ready for greatness. And looking back later in Genesis 50:20, Joseph says this about all the pain that had happened in the first 40 years of his life. You, talking to the people who brought on the pain, the people who sold him into slavery, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Now, let me tell you this, friends. There are people in your life who want to harm you. They don't like you. They don't like you because you're a Christian or they just don't like you, whatever. They intend to harm you, but God intends it for good. And I will tell you that in just as in Joseph's life, there is no greatness without pain. You know, later, Joseph had two sons, and one he named Manasseh, and one he named Ephraim. Manasseh means made me forget. He said, when that little boy was born, it made me forget all my pain. And then he had Ephraim, who he said, he is fruitful. And he forgot all the pain when he looked at those little babies. Now here's the problem. We can't see what God sees, because God can see the whole picture and we don't see it, so we get impatient.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
There is no greatness without pain. You know, later, Joseph had two sons. And one he named Manasseh, and one he named Ephraim. Manasseh means made me forget. He said, when that little boy was born, it made me forget all my pain. And then he had Ephraim, who he said, he is fruitful. And he forgot all the pain when he looked at those little babies. Now here's the problem. We can't see what God sees, because God can see the whole picture and we don't see it, so we get impatient. But I want to encourage you to remember this verse there on your outline, John 13, verse 7, where Jesus says this, you don't realize now what I'm doing, but later you'll understand. What an encouraging verse. John 13, 7, you don't realize now what I'm doing, but later you understand. Many times I have been through pain in 52 years of ministry, and I'd have to say that God was saying to me, Rick, you don't understand now why you're going through this, but you will one day. As we start this series on where is God when it hurts, I want you to remember that God uses pain to guide and direct, to guide and direct me, to goad and correct me, to gauge and inspect me, and to guard and protect me. But there's one more way. God uses pain to grow and perfect me. God uses pain to grow and perfect me. Margaret Carlson wrote a book years ago called Grace Grows Best in Winter. And this is the point. You know, it's possible to grow during times of bright, fair weather, but you know what? You put down the roots and you go deeper during the dark days of life. I could read you 100, maybe 1,000 letters where people would say, dear pastor, I have grown more through this separation than whatever. I have grown more through this illness. I have grown more through losing my job and being unemployed. I have grown more through this tragedy than I ever imagined. I have grown more through this loss. I have grown more through this storm because God uses it to grow and perfect me. James chapter 1, verse 4, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow, and don't try to squirm out of all your problems. Then you'll be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. That is my prayer for you as a pastor who's in pain right now. My prayer for you is that you will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. I want you to write this down, because I already summarized everything I'm trying to teach you this week, and it's this. Write this down. Pain is the high cost of growth. Pain is the high cost of growth. That's cliche, but it's true. There is no gain without pain. You see, the fact is, we want the quick solution. We want the easy fix. We want the pill or the seminar or the book that's going to change everything without pain. It isn't going to happen. We want the product, that's maturity, without the process, which is pain. You see, I guess what I'm trying to say to you this weekend is the very thing that's discouraging you right now is the very thing that God is using to develop you right now. What discourages you will develop you if you'll look at it from God's point of view. Again, James chapter 1, verse 4 from the Message. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed. One of my favorite authors is J.I. Packer, who died about a year ago. And Dr. Packer wrote these words, God uses chronic pain and weakness, along with all the other afflictions, as his chisel for sculpting our lives. It deepens our dependence upon Christ for strength each day, and the weaker we feel, the harder we lean. And the harder we lean, the stronger we grow spiritually. Now, I don't know what pain you're going through, but I will tell you this, if you lean on the Lord, you'll make it. How was David able to write such beautiful, powerful, moving psalms? Well, through all the pain he went through. If you look at David's life, it wasn't anything but happy most of the time. I mean, you look at his family background. He's lonely. He's rejected by his brothers. He's neglected. And yet, most of the time, even after he's anointed king, he's on the run, and the existing king is trying to kill him, and he's hiding out in caves. David wrote his most beautiful words in his deepest pain. I come back to this verse on the end of your outline, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, where Paul says, this happened. When Paul talked about, he gives a long list of all things he had gone through. You know, he said, I've been shipwrecked, I've been beaten, I've been tortured, I've been in jail, I've died, nearly died 3 or 4 times. And he said, this happened, all these tough things. He said, we despaired at even life itself. In other words, I was ready to give up. He said, this happened so that we might learn to trust, not in ourselves, but in God. Friends, you don't know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. Now, I want to end this simple introduction to our series on Where is God When It Hurts with a simple question. Where are you wasting your pain? Pain is inevitable. Pain is not optional. Pain is a part of life. Pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. And the question I want to ask you is the question Paul asks in Galatians 3, verse 4. Has all your painful experience brought you nowhere? In this series, I want you to see how pain will make you better, not bitter. I want you to learn how to not waste your hurt. you notice that when people go through tragedy and disaster and pain, some people turn to God and some people turn away from God. Why that happens, I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to make sense to turn away from God when he's offering you the comfort and the power you need to make it through the time. But pain turns some people into saints, and it turns other people into devils. It turns some people into great Christian leaders, and it turns other people into dictators and things like that. What makes the difference? How you choose to respond. Am I going to let this make me bitter, or am I going to let this make me better? My plea to you today, friends, is to give your hurt and give your heart to Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus didn't come to explain away your pain. He came to share it. And he says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He enters into our pain. He is a God who suffers with us. And he's here to walk with you through whatever pain it is. It may be physical. You may have a chronic illness. It may be emotional. You may have a handicap of some kind that bothers you. 1 Peter chapter 4:19 says this, if you're suffering according to God's will, keep on. Let me stop right there. Notice that verse. If you're suffering according to God's will, there are some Christians who think it's never God's will for you to suffer, that you should never have any pain. And if you don't have any pain in your life, it means you don't have enough faith. They are not telling you the truth. They're lying, because the Bible says the exact opposite. 1 Peter 4:19 says sometimes suffering is the will of God. It's not like you've sinned. No, that's what Job's friend said. Job, the reason you're in suffering is because you sinned. God said, no, he hadn't sinned. He was the most righteous man on earth. 1 Peter 4:19, if you're suffering according to God's will, sometimes you're going to suffer. Sometimes you're going to have a pain, and it's God's will. Keep on doing what is right and trust yourself to the God who made you, for he will never fail you. He'll never fail you. Now, let me close with a little self-evaluation, okay? I want you to just think about what's hurting you. Think of the pain in your life right now. That shouldn't take you very long. You need to say this, Father, say this to God, Father, are you using this pain to guide me in a new direction? Are you using this pain to goad me and spur me into action? Are you using this pain to gauge me, to show me what I need to work on? Are you using this pain to guard me from something more harmful? Are you using this pain to grow me and make me more like you? Are you using it to inspect me, to correct me, to direct me, to perfect me? I close again with 1 Corinthians 1:9. This happened so that we might learn to trust not in ourselves, but in God. You know, the eminent psychiatrist, what was his name? Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled, he said this, fearing pain, because we fear pain, he says, almost all of us, to a greater or lesser degree, attempt to avoid our problems. We procrastinate, hoping they'll go away. We try to ignore them. We try to pretend they don't exist. Fearing pain, he says, we do these things. We attempt to get out of them rather than suffer through them. And here's what Scott Peck says. This tendency to avoid problems and the emotional pain that's inherent in them is the primary basis of human mental illness. I want to challenge you to let whatever pain you're going through right now guide you into the caring arms of Jesus Christ. Would you bow your head with me right now and let me lead you in a prayer? If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, or you're never sure that you've settled this issue of am I in the family of God, I want you to pray this prayer. Say this aloud in your heart, in your mind. God knows what you're saying. Say, God, you know the pain I'm going through right now. You know the pain. And today I realize that others may mean it for bad, but you mean it for good in my life. to direct me and correct me, to perfect me and inspect me, to protect me from something worse. God, thank you for being such a loving God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you that you care about my pain, that you're not an unsympathetic, unempathetic God, that Jesus, you died on the cross and carried the pain of my sin, so I don't have to carry that punishment. Then just say, Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I open my life completely to you, and I give you every area of my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the painful, the shameful. And I give it all to you, and I ask you to put a new heart in me, a new spirit, a new joy, a new purpose, a new passion, a new happiness. I want to be connected to you, Jesus Christ, for the rest of my life. I want to learn to love you and trust you. And when I go through problems and when I go through pain that makes no sense, help me to remember that you said you don't understand it now, but you will later what I'm doing. Help me to trust you. And I commit every area of my life to you, Jesus Christ. Now, I ask you to save me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, you can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as we look at these unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. How to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes. How to handle success. How to learn from your mistakes. And how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I really like to end these broadcasts by reading some of the letters that come in from you. They always encourage me, and I think when I read them, they encourage you. This one's from a woman named Joy. She says, thank you so much, Pastor Rick, for the Daily Hope devotional messages that are emailed to me. They help me get through tough times. She said, I feel like I didn't have the right to question God, but I wondered why he was letting me experience all these things. But now, through these devotionals, I look on what's happening as a challenge for my betterment. And I may not know all of God's reasons in this moment, but I believe that God will not let me down, and instead I believe he'll guide me in the right path where his help, his guidance, his forgiveness, and his blessings and his prayers are always abundant. Thank you. Signed, Joy. Well, thank you, Joy. I'm encouraged by your faith, and I know other people will be too who hear this letter. You know, we can always trust that God's in control, even when we don't understand why things are happening. And it blesses me when I hear people like you finding hope. That's the whole purpose of this program. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue looking in God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.